This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNLive.com today.
This is America's Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans for the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not faint.
There's a poll out there from Rasmussen, I believe, that says about 20% of Democrats want Donald Trump exiled, or they want him jailed for life, or, get this, they want him executed if he's found guilty of something, I guess. Folks, I don't know. There was a signpost up ahead. Maybe we missed it, but I'm pretty sure it said you're now entering the Twilight Zone. This is way beyond the pale, don't you think? Folks, welcome to the program. Friday morning edition is here. We're heading into hour number four of the program, 949-822-7959. That's the number if you'd like to call in and be part of the program this morning. You can also head over to my home website of KyleWarrenShow.com. That's KyleWarrenShow.com if you'd like to send me a direct message. And also, of course, you can pick up our live streams over there as well. We've got our live streams for TheAnswerTampa.com, also for GCN Live. So welcome to everybody listening on AM 860 The Answer, everybody listening on AM 930, listening across the GCN network. And good morning to everybody at GCN, by the way. Thanks for working so hard for us here at the program. And, folks, we're glad to be with you, glad that you're there. And we're also glad to have Frank Silvato from UndergroundUSA.com and also the author of the book Nullification. Good morning, Frank.
Mr. Kyle, we'll see how happy you are to have me at the end of the hour.
Okay. That sounds rather ominous. But,
ominous, yeah.
Well, I got to tell you, we had a great discussion last time on Monday, and here it is Friday. The time has flown by, of course. You know, I've been dying to ask you, you know, there's a story in Newsweek from a former FBI official talking about the possibility right now of a catastrophic attack against the U.S. is higher than perhaps it has ever been for a long time, obviously. And one of the things that was noted about this was the border issue. So, I mean, not only do you have you have this whole thing coming up because of the war in Israel, but also you have the open border, which allows people to come to this country and do bad things.
Yeah, it doesn't take a rocket scientist, so he didn't really earn his money with that comment to understand that the threat for a terrorist attack on American soil is elevated. When you have an open border, and that's pretty much what we have. I mean, if you're going to be honest, you can't say that, oh, they're trying to keep people out. It's an open border. People are coming in at will. And, you know, I believe they said there were some 600 people on a terrorist watch list that come over every month. I believe that's the stat. Don't quote me on that, but I believe I heard that somewhere. It only exacerbates what's already here. We have terrorists and terrorist sympathizers and planners and plotters that are in the United States just because of what happened after 9/11. The apparatus is here.
Well, that's
Hamas,
right.
Hamas representatives are here. And when I say representatives, it's not suit and tie type. You know, Hezbollah is here at every major urban area. We've got cells here that they have kept their eyes on since 9/11.
Indeed.
So, I mean, you know, yeah, with what's happening in the Middle East, and then couple that with the fact that you can come and go as you please here in the United States with very little resistance. And common sense just says that the people who want to do us harm, whether they're from the Middle East or Latin America, that the chances for them to be here and cause chaos and havoc are elevated.
Indeed. Well, let's listen real briefly. This is a Michigan Islamic scholar named Ahmad Musa Jabril, and he's calling on Western Muslims to get with jihad. We'll hear just a brief statement of what he said.
With the current ongoing events that exposed all the Muslims in the West, especially the youth in the West, especially the youth in America, need to wake up. The current events are a wake-up call for Muslims to start normalizing mentioning jihad's proper meaning and putting it back into their vocabulary. Jihad must be a common, normal term on the tongues and on your social media and in the masajid and elsewhere.
So, okay. I mean, that's frightening, to be honest, isn't it?
Well, going back to my days with the Nonprofit Basics Project, which I was the executive director and the director of Islamic Terror Studies, jihad's got a dual meaning that he can hide behind. There are some who explain jihad as an inner struggle to be more pure in the Islamic faith, but it also means outer struggle to advance Islam and the idea of Islam and the domain of Islam around the world. This is the issue with the word jihad. We see it in the West as something that's violent, but devout and ideological people in the Islamic faith see it as a struggle that's inward to be more pure. Now, which one does he mean?
Right.
I think we all know which one he means, but this is the duplicity of Islam. He's got plausible deniability to say, well, you can't kick me out of the country. You can't arrest me for inciting violence. I'm talking about an inner struggle. When we both know that the jihad he's talking about is to rise up and help Islam conquer the world, and that's mandated in their scripture. It's not me saying it. It's not me being an Islamophobe, which I think is kind of a bizarre word anyway, because it means I'm scared of Islam. I'm not scared of them.
Right, exactly. Exactly. You know? Yeah, and this guy as well, he's purportedly now, of course, blaming the United States for the, quote, genocide in Palestine. So I think that that helps to sort of position it where what he's really talking about. But Frank Salvato, hold on there real quick. We're coming up to the break. And, folks, when we come back, we've got a lot more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification, 949-822-7959. We'll see you on the other side of the break. Stay right there.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and Save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Doesn't it? It's a little intense, but it can only mean one thing. We're heading towards the holidays. You hear stuff like this, it's unmistakable at that point. Folks, welcome back to the program Friday edition. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call if you'd like to be part of the program this morning. And also, of course, if you'd like to talk with our guest, Frank Salvato. A regular contributor, Frank Salvato from undergroundusa.com, and of course, author of the book Nullification. Welcome back, Frank.
Mr. Kyle.
Kamala Harris has now said, we got to get tougher on Israel. She wants the Biden administration to get tougher on Israel. Do you think this has anything to do with the heckler that or the protester that was interrupted her the other night when she was trying to speak?
Well, I think they're using her as the pawn in a square that they move forward. Biden can talk about how we support Israel, and you've got the other half of this two-headed coin saying that we have to be tougher on Israel. Which one is it? It's the Biden administration. You know, in any other administration, when the president takes a stand, that's where they go. Biden's trying to create plausible deniability to say that he wasn't that much in Israel's corner by having his idiot vice president come out and say, we've got to be tougher on Israel. Why do we have to be tougher on Israel? They're the ones that got 5,000 rockets shot at them. They're people raped and murdered, their babies beheaded and burnt. What's the catalyst for being tougher on Israel? You know, I don't know. This woman is either dramatically stunted in her intellect, or she's being used as a disingenuous pawn. Either way, she really doesn't have any business in Washington, D.C., period, dot.
She also wants to come back up with the two-state solution, which worked so well you know, before, in the sense of, you know, it just, I don't understand why they can't understand that that's not viable at this point. You know, the terrorist groups, they're not looking for a two-state solution.
Yeah, it's never been viable. It's a stupid idea. And it's not because certain people deserve a homeland. That's a disingenuous argument. The Palestinians, especially the Palestinian Liberation Organization, and this is Yasser Arafat, going all the way back to his leadership there, they've said point blank they don't want a two-state solution. They want Israel to go away.
Right.
You know, they're following the Islamic scripture to the T. If you see a Jew behind a rock, smite him. That's the mandate against the Jewish people in the Quran. You know, so they're following their goal, their Quranic goal of establishing Islam as the dominant religion and ideology around the world.
Exactly.
That means every other people, every other religion, every other ideology is below Islamic law, is below the Sharia. So how do you make peace with someone who sees you as someone who's inferior?
Indeed. Yeah, it's not the size of Israel that concerns them. Let's head over to line one. We've got Backgam and Bob, who's been waiting there on hold. Backgam and Bob, good morning. You're on with Frank Silvato.
Yes. As far as Israel, they're going the distance. They're not stopping. I don't care what they're just going to purge the whole thing out. I think simple as that. And one thing I want to ask Frank about was, do you think Biden will make it to the election? And if he doesn't, who would be the other candidate? Will it be Gavin Newsom or maybe Michelle Obama? And then the last thing I want to mention is, will Nikki Haley be able to challenge Trump if some of the rest of them drop out? Will their supporters go to her, or will they go to Trump?
Good questions. Thanks, Backgammon Bob. What do you think, Frank?
Well, I don't like to speculate on what happens with Joe Biden because he's a puppet. Unless there's a dramatic shift in the people behind the scenes who pull those puppet strings, I see no reason why. They're getting what they want. They have a moron puppet in the White House, so they can move their ideology, which is Obama 2.0, forward. There's too many people in the Biden administration who are holdovers from Obama. They all went back to the same basic goal of moving democratic socialism forward and diminishing the rights of the individual and hobbling the states. So they don't. It doesn't matter to them whether they've got an ice cream licking idiot in the White House. It's will the committee that runs the White House right now be able to utilize either Biden or somebody else? So that's why they're unconcerned with Kamala Harris being in there, because she's another useful idiot. So I don't speculate on this. I don't believe this apparatus cares for Hillary Clinton all that much, so I think her days are done. It is a little concerning that Michelle Obama is so quiet, especially with what happened to the women over in Israel. So keep an eye on her, and that would be a danger, because she's just a very jaded, racist, anti-American woman. That's there's no other way to see that. As far as Nikki Haley, look at the polling that Trump has right now, and he's not even on the debate stage. I don't think anybody on the debate stage is going to be able to challenge Trump unless something dramatic happens. Now, is that a good thing? I don't know. Is that a bad thing? I don't know. It's very hard to say. I don't want another matchup that is Trump versus Biden. I think the country deserves better. But
well, I think you're right, and some of the polls actually kind of reflect that, too, from what I understand.
Yeah, if you ask that question point blank, the nation is overwhelmingly done with this crap. You know, but it goes state by state. Yeah, it goes with how many states you win in the primaries. So we have to see. You know, Iowa and New Hampshire are going to be interesting. When it comes to South Carolina, that's where you'll know where Nikki Haley, her ability there. If she doesn't completely demolish everybody in South Carolina, then she's got problems.
I think you're right about that. Absolutely. Let's head over to line number two. Anthony in Tampa, you're on with Frank Salvato. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Frank, you know, we kind of touch on the basis of 9/11 being the point where the Islamist radicals kind of pointed their target as far as the United States is concerned. But, you know, the only way to make sense of what's the current happening is you have to go back in the past. And the fact that Israel, the covenant with Abraham was given to the Jews, That's the main gripe right there, because Muhammad didn't accomplish what he wanted to, trying to convert the Christians and the Jews, and then he got teed off and took the vengeance on the Jews and abrogated the Quran. We have to go back, way back, and make sense of it. And that seems to be what is missing in the media and some of the big heads in the government. Don't seem to grasp the reality of it's not an issue of land. It's a religious issue. And Islam is totally opposed to Christians and Jews, because their main gripe is they just can't convert us. They want everybody to convert to their ideology, to their fanatical religion. Let me point this out. Any religion that fears any major scrutiny of their teachings, it has a weak foundation, and to me, Islam has a absolutely major flaw in their foundation, because if they can't, mm-hmm. and their leaders can't measure up to getting the religion scrutinized by any guys or experts. One guy is Robert Spencer, who put out a great book on the issue of the religion of Islam. If they fear anything that scrutinizes the religion, to me, that is a flawed religion. And so that's their main gripe. They can't seem to want, they want to convert everybody to their religion, mm-hmm. but the religion has a weak foundation. So I appreciate your views on, but everything goes back way past 9/11,
yeah.
goes back way back before Reagan even stepped into office and put the fear of God into the Iranians. This goes way back. And I think that our ties as Christians to the Jews, that's their main gripe, and it's never going to go away. And they can talk about a two-state solution. It's never going to work.
Yeah.
It's ingrained. Agreed. Their hatred for Jews is ingrained in the Palestinian people. Thank you.
Hey, thanks, Anthony and Tampa. Great call, Frank. We're going to hit the break here real quick. And so on the other side of the break, we'll get your response, of course, to what Anthony was talking about. And he made some pretty good points. And so, Frank, stay right there. And, folks, we're going to come right back more with Frank Salvato, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. And we're coming right back, 949-822-7959. If you have a question or comment for us this morning, as we head through hour number four of the Friday edition. Stay right there, everybody.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutritious meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
USA News Update. Biden administration officials have not conducted an assessment to determine if Israel is adhering to international law in its conflict with Hamas. State Department spokesman Matthew Miller faced questions about the appropriate use of U.S.-supplied weapons by Israel.
We are engaged in conversations with the Israeli government about steps that they can take to minimize civilian harm.
A New York court has dismissed former President Trump's attempt to contest the gag order imposed on him. Trump's legal team sought to overturn the order preventing him and his attorneys from discussing Judge Arthur Engron's court staff publicly. The appeals court ruled that Trump did not follow the appropriate legal procedure to challenge the gag order and sanctions against him. Retiring from Congress, former House Speaker Kevin McCarthy bid farewell in his final speech on the House floor today.
Thank you for ever giving me this opportunity to serve you. I loved every single day.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. And we're having way, way, way too much fun when it comes to the Christmas music. But we enjoy it. We hope that you're enjoying it as well. A little bit of time left and, not so many shopping days. It's starting to dwindle. But welcome back to the program, everybody. Kyle Warren with you. 949-822-7959. That's the number to call. And, of course, we're back live with Frank Silvato, undergroundusa.com.
Mr. Kyle.
All right. Well, Anthony in Tampa had some good, interesting things to say right before we went to the break, and we were bumping up to the break, but did you have any comments about what Anthony was talking about?
Sure. A couple of them. First, Robert Spencer, excellent source. Excellent source. He's a friend of mine. He came to our symposiums when we were doing them back in the mid-2000s. He's a wellspring of knowledge, so any book you get by Robert Spencer on the issue of Islam or Islamic-related topics, it's going to leave you educated. So I highly recommend him. There's a few other people out there that have their stuff together with this, but Robert Spencer can quote page number and verse. The guy is just knowledgeable in this, so check him out if you're interested in understanding that subject a little bit more. The problem with Islam started with Muhammad going out into the desert. When you look at the scripture, you can see that it takes into consideration everything that was in the Bible to its benefit. It takes everything that's in the Torah to its benefit. Muhammad was illiterate. It was his wife that was the literate one. When Muhammad couldn't proselytize to get people to come to his religion because he had a talk with God out in the desert, that's when he became angry and Islam became an ideology of conquest. That's what it is today, an ideology of conquest. The problem with the United States and Islam happened with the founding of the United States. You go back to Jefferson and the Barbary pirates. They were Islamists in the Mediterranean who were kidnapping, you know, taking ships and kidnapping them. We went to war. Mm-hmm. That's what the reference to Tripoli is in the Marine Corps hymn.
That's right.
You know, the shores of Tripoli. So, you know, they have been, the conquestual Muslims have been a thorn in the side of just about everybody since their existence. And when you follow, there's a great short video on the conquest of Islam and what they've tried to do over the years since its genesis. And you'll see this wave of control come over North Africa, Europe, into Persia, down into all across the Middle East, how it ebbs and flows and ebbs and flows from the Ottoman Empire on. So, you know, that's the Muslim ideology, the Islamic world attempting to do what Muhammad commanded through the scriptures, which was global dominance. Mm-hmm. You know, and exactly. it's the only religion that says everything else has to be inferior. You know, the Christian belief and the Jewish belief doesn't say if the person doesn't agree with you on this, you get to kill them.
No, that just supposed to pray for them.
Yeah, you're supposed to pray for them and try to get them to quote unquote see the light as you see it. You know, the light shouldn't be something that blows up.
Indeed, very much indeed. Well, I'll tell you what, we got a call just lit up here while you were talking there, Frank. So let's head over to Las Vegas, Nevada, and we've got Dan Tana Frank on the line. Good morning, Dan Tana Frank. You're talking with Frank Salvato.
Okay. Yeah, well, he said something that kind of spurned me. I think he's incredibly wrong. Trump was the greatest president in our lifetime, and Reagan didn't have to go through with this Goebbels media, what has been perpetrated on Trump. And these judges need to be made to disappear. Anybody that Obama, Clinton, and the Bushes appointed, they need to be taken for a ride. And their clerks, their activists, their Marxists. To your listeners, Kyle, you don't have a right to vote. It's a privilege. And we don't go back to basics. Frank, I know how to set a skirmish line. A skirmish line's a border, and you would be hard-pressed to get through my skirmish line.
Okay.
Old veteran here. From Houston to San Diego, no border, Frank, no country. And that's just the beginning. What I've really been trying to get across is the power of the vote. We need to go back to basics. You own your land or house. That's called real estate. You take out a second mortgage, you don't vote. You have an honorable discharge, you vote. You've done two tours of jury duty, you vote. But never in our lifetime, gentlemen, has President Carter was appointed to the United Nations, and he went to 90 different countries.
Okay.
Over half, and maybe well over half in mail-in voting.
Yeah.
Carter said every one of the mail-in voting is fraud.
Yeah, no correct. Kidding. Well, I tell you what, Dan Tana Frank, I appreciate your call. We appreciate your call, but we want to give Frank some time to respond before we get to the next break.
Right,
but thanks for calling. Yeah, take care. Dan Tana Frank there. Frank calling from Las Vegas, and, well, what do you think? What's your comment?
Well, he's showing his Vegas roots there by saying we have to disappear judges. That's alarming. Yeah, I get what he's saying, but a choice of words is something you might want to consider.
Right.
Because disappearing judges is stuff of diaspora. That's what they do over, that's what they did in the Soviet Union and still what they do down in Latin America, like Venezuela. You know, in South America, like Venezuela. So we don't disappear judges here. What we do is we wake people up here so that we get elected officials who appoint judges that aren't ideologues. We've gotten so far away from that, I don't even know where to begin measuring that.
Yeah, and the Supreme Court is a big part of that, too.
Beyond the skirmish line.
Yeah.
You know, we've got the years that we've had our government forming. We've started dropping the ball and giving oversight during the Wilson era. And that's when the judiciary started to become politicized. It is thoroughly politicized now. You know, whether he thinks I'm wrong or not about Trump, it's the beauty of the United States. His opinion is his opinion. My opinion is my opinion. But being born and raised outside of Chicago, and if he wants to talk about the sanctity of the vote, that ship's left the harbor. We just had an election where you saw election judges putting up pizza boxes because they didn't want anyone seeing what they were doing inside the room that they were sequestered in. We've seen complaint after complaint, and even after the election's over, we've seen lawsuits saying, hey, you cheated. So it's not the person, and this is something that it was either Stalin or it was Khrushchev, I can't remember who it was, who said, it's not the person casting the vote, it's the person counting the vote,
that's right, yes.
You know, so yeah, if you want to try to go back to the rules that we had at the beginning of our country, where it was only landowners, boy, you're going to set the inner cities on fire. And those fires won't stop until all of them are raised, because people will not tolerate it in a land where they've been told they have a right to a lot of stuff that isn't in the Constitution. But the people who control the counting of the votes have the power here, because it's not a transparent process.
Indeed. Indeed. Yeah, and so now you have the right to vote, given, you know, your age and this kind of thing, but you can lose that right to vote, right, by being a convicted felon, this kind of thing, but to dole out the privilege to vote, that would be an insurmountable, mountain to climb. Yeah,
but it's happening, Kyle. When you've got motor voter laws and you can't ask somebody if they're a citizen or not, you're automatically signed up to vote in a lot of blue states.
That's right. That's right.
You know, so you are doling out this. You are giving the ability and the quote unquote right to vote to people who aren't citizens. Right there. That corrupts your voting system. It corrupts your voting system. That's why they want the borders open down there.
Well, right.
Because they're diluting the voting system with people who shouldn't be voting.
And then when they find a lot of ballots, oh, yeah, we have these extra ballots. Yeah. We got to run these through the machines. We don't know where they came from. They were in a truck somewhere. So
Al Franken, just give me 15 minutes. I'll find a trunk full of votes.
Right. Well, Frank Silvano, undergroundusa.com, author of the book Nullification. You have yourself a great weekend, sir. We're going to talk to you again on Monday.
Stay low, my friend.
Thank you. Take care. Frank Silvano, everybody. We're coming right back. We're going to be talking with Patrick Hyland, the insurance quarterback and host of the Sports Zone, right here on AM 860. Stay right there.
Most folks don't realize this fact. Our country is only 4 missed meals away from chaos, and those meals can vanish fast. In a national emergency, fragile supply chains break down and will wipe grocery store shelves clean in a matter of hours. Before this happens, there's something you should do today. Let's stock up on emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply is the company millions of American families trust for their emergency supplies. You should, too. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each kit contains delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and other survival necessities. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day, fast. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Those who know what's coming, prepare before the chaos starts. MyPatriotSupply.com.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
Bells will be ringing this sad, sad news. Oh, what a Christmas to have the blues. My baby's gone. I have no friends. You wish me good.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Kyle Warren with you.
Once again.
And we're back for the final segment of the morning here through hour number 4, Friday edition. We've been having a great, great time on the program this morning. We appreciate everybody who's called in, participated, sent direct messages, everybody out there listening. It just means the world to us. And also, of course, it means the world to us to have the one and only Patrick Hyland. He is the insurance quarterback. He's also the host of the Sports Zone right here on our home station of AM860, The Answer, and you can hear that Sundays from 11 a.m. Eastern to 12 p.m. Eastern, again, right here on AM860, The Answer. Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning, Kyle. Good morning, America.
That's right.
Here, but listen, man. So how you doing this morning, young man?
Hey, we're doing great. We're doing great. And like I was saying, we're having, I think, well, maybe we're having too much fun, but I'm not going to tell anybody.
There you go, man. No, we have to make it informative but also enjoyable, Cal. That's what it's all about. You know, there's times to take things serious and there's times, you know, let's lighten up a little bit. So hopefully we can make a fair balance of that for everybody listening. That's what it's all about.
So. Exactly, exactly. So we've got a lot of stuff happening in sports this morning.
We do. Last night, what a crazy game. And 63-21. The Raiders put 63 points on the board. It was 42-0. in the first half. Before we knew it, that game was over. So, they're just, the Chargers aren't the same team without Herbert at quarterback. It's that simple.
Mm-hmm.
And, unfortunately, that's just the way it is. So, he's going to be done for the year now. That game last night definitely put the Chargers out of the playoff race now. 8-9 is not going to be in the playoffs in the AFC. And the NFC now, that's a whole other story. The NFC South, 8-9 might win the division, which gets you a playoff game. So
mm-hmm. Well,
what happens there? A lot of talks with baseball, they had the winter meetings and a lot going on in that regard. There'll be a lot more free agency. Glass now, the Tampa Bay Ray, great pitcher. He's going to the Dodgers. Dodgers keep getting more talent every day, richer and richer. I have to ask you this, Kyle, and the audience too, if anybody's listening wants to chime in, love to hear from you. And that is, should there be a salary cap in Major League Baseball like there is in football, just so the Dodgers, the Cubs, the Yankees don't get the Otanis, the Glasnows, the superstars. What's your thoughts about that?
Well, I guess I'd have mixed feelings on that because you always want the top talent to be rewarded for that, but you're right, it can create an imbalance. $700 million, and there's a structure to that. It's what is $70 million a year, but then there's $2 million of that's deferred. So I mean, but at that point, it feels like monopoly money, doesn't it? It's like, okay, I'll defer $2 million a year for 10 years, but overall, I'm making almost $690 million or so. It's just crazy.
It really is. It's funny you bringing up the deferred. You're a big baseball guy. Bobby Bonilla with the New York Mets, he put into his contract, I think it ends in a couple years, he gets $1 million a year from the Mets, and he got it for like 30 years. And, I thought it was very creative and very intelligent, and in a lot of ways, I think it's a smart thing for these guys to do anyway. I mean, if you can't live off $1 million a year, I mean, come on now. You're a little crazy out there. You can still afford a fancy car and fancy house and everything, especially after the other money you made. My point being is these guys get the $50 million up front, and then they do get four houses, and they get their entourages and everything. After taxes and spending, it's like, man, I don't have a dime to my name. Yeah, if you had that money deferred every year, then you'd budget yourself. I think that's what an agent should do for his people, myself. Lee Steinberg, great agent. He knows he's represent the quarterbacks. He made you do two things. You had to put money away, and you had to get either a church or a foundation you believed in and donate money to them for the right thing to do as well as tax purposes. So it was a win-win for everybody. So I really thought that was intriguing and an excellent way to go about things.
Well, indeed, because that changes people's lives and changes them for generations. We can't even think about it. Yeah, making $1 million a year sounds amazing, but now if you're making $70 million a year, that's a quantum leap.
It really is, Kyle. I'm just curious to how that's when's it going to stop and when does it really mess with the economy completely, to where it's really not affordable for a family to go watch a sporting event. I don't think that was what it was meant to do, and it's unfortunate. And I know the TV money, a lot of people like staying home watching the game, and I get that too, but it's an inexperience to go witness any type of sporting event live. But, it's just making it difficult. Me and my buddies joke around, cost of entertainment is high. Yeah, it sure is. So,
you're right about that. Yeah, because if you have a family and you want to eat at the stadium, it's like, that's like a special occasion kind of a thing.
It really is, Colin. It shouldn't be that way. You should be able to, take your family to at least a few games a year, not one. And it's just unfortunate. Football, especially baseball, you probably get away with, again, you have 81 home games, so. A few of those compared to 8 real football games is a little different than, baseball in that realm.
Indeed.
That's how everyone's perspective is. A lot of college bowl games going to kick it off this weekend, man. It's a lot of fun. a lot of people out there. I'll get involved in one pile. It's called a confidence pool, and there's like 40 games. So you got to rate from 40 to 1 how strong you feel on who's going to win. And then at the end of all 40 games, you add up who had the most points of the games they picked, right? It's a lot of fun. It's similar to a March Madness type of thing. So
very cool.
Me and guys do that and have fun. I know a lot of people in the audience. And then also fantasy football right now. This is the playoff weekend, so a lot of guys are, you know, searching. I mean, I had Herbert as my quarterback in my fantasy football league, so I had to pick up Sam Howell from the Redskins. I hope he has a good game this weekend. Kind of funny how fantasy and life sometimes intertwine.
Yeah, exactly. That's funny.
So, you know, it's just a lot of guys out there and gals listening know exactly where I'm coming from if they're fantasy fans. So, yeah, you know, it's kind of funny because we talk about sports and life and fantasy, how everything intertwines and how you have to live and plan. And, you know, it's funny, we'll plan for a birthday party, we'll plan for a vacation, but we won't plan for our retirement. And I don't know why people do that, especially when you have someone like myself. And I'm not the only one, I won't clear to say, but I'm a pretty decent fella, and I treat people with the key club approach and treat them with respect and understanding and make sure that they're taken care of in their financial needs. Being a fiduciary, you know, I don't care what company you choose, what you want. I'm here to help, and we're going to pick out what's right for you. I'm not, you know, married to anybody, and that's the way it should be. So, you know, if you're looking for someone to assist you in your finance needs and your health needs, please give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Or people that like the computer, go to GrahamCapitalAdvisors.com and schedule an appointment with myself. And love to meet with you, as always, say, for a cup of coffee. We'll talk some sports, and we'll make sure you have peace of mind when you leave the office and know that you're on the right track, safe and comfortable in your retirement, and have just an easy feeling, because that's what it's all about, and that's what we're supposed to do. Cal, I want to give a shout-out for our veterans, man. This time of year, the holidays, but we lose too many of them, and I'm having too many associates and friends you know, commit suicide, and it's got to stop. We'll fix a broken leg or a broken arm, but we won't fix someone's mind that's broken. So let's be cognizant of that. Let's be kind to each other this Christmas season. How's that sound in Hanukkah season? Just be nice to everybody. It doesn't hurt to be nice, man.
That's right.
Just a little extra effort to do a random act of kindness for your fellow man and be pleasant and nice to everybody. Pay it forward. Do the right things for the right reasons. And you know what? You help out your fellow man, God's going to shine love down on you. I really do believe that in my heart. And
I think you're right.
That's the best thing I can say, Cal. And keep doing a great job, Cal. God bless you, my friend. And I'll talk to you Monday morning. We'll go over the NFL games. And please tune in from 11 to 12, folks, on AM 860 The Answer.
You got it.
Talking sports. God bless you, bro. Bye, man.
All right. God bless you, Patrick. Take care. All right, folks. We're coming up to the end of the program this morning. And I want to echo what Patrick was talking about. We were talking about our vets earlier. Reach out to a vet if you think they're struggling. Make sure that they know that you love them, you care about them, that you're there for them. And, folks, we're going to be back here for you tomorrow morning, bright and early. Kyle Warren with you. Take care out there.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.